Well, just maybe we might hear that song a bit more with a bit of clean air in 2016. Whooshes in. Everyone's training well. Everyone's lifting the big weights. Everyone's running beautifully. This man, well, he hasn't had much to laugh about in the last little while, but he's had some great Essendon memories. Well-known comedian and writer Mick Nevin is in the studio with us. Good to see you, Mick.
Ah, thanks for having me, BP. Nice to hear that song at this time of the year. Gets you excited, doesn't it?
And a man
who's cricket season.
And a man who's, you know, it does comedy for a living. I mean, how hard has it been to try and get a laugh out of the last 2 or 3 years?
It's been brutal. BP, it's been brutal. I actually did a comedy day for the Essendon players and fans 3 years ago,
yep.
And it was right in the middle of the when the saga was kicking off.
Right here.
And we were backstage at the Comics Lounge, and some officials come out, and he just said to us, "Look, you know, the boys are going through their ASADA interviews right now. So what we'd appreciate, they're under a lot of pressure. We'd appreciate if you didn't make any references to the drug thing." And there's five comedians standing backstage. We just all pulled out our pens and went, "Well, we won't be doing any of this stuff."
There goes all the material. Ah,
brutal. Come on, you got to have a laugh about it.
Well, I'm going to sort of take you down memory lane a little bit today, because if you think all the way back, you know, the 80s, when they got a couple of those flags under Sheeds, that really set them on their way, and 93 all the way to sort of 2004 to some great Bombers moments. But tell us a bit about your own history and how you became an Essendon supporter, and, you know, you're fanatical, you're going every week.
Yeah, my dad, he's an Essendon supporter, and I actually can't remember ever barracking for any other team. There's a couple of photos. I think my uncle, he tried to convert me to the Tigers when I was really young. They've got a couple of photos of me when I was 3 or 4 years old wearing a Richmond Guernsey outside my grandparents' little store down at Yanaki. Always only ever been a Bombers supporter. Yeah, I think I caught it off the old man. So
what sort of state do we see you in at the footy, mate? Because, I mean, you know, we see so many people who might be an accountant Monday to Friday, you know, pen in hand, just getting the numbers done. Come Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock, they turn feral.
Yeah, I'm not a feral supporter, but I definitely I colour up. You know, I've got the scarf and I put a Guernsey on and throw a jacket over the top if you have to sneak out early, like I've been doing for the last 3 years. but no, yeah, I definitely colour up and get involved. Yep. Yeah, that thing where you're sort of part of your head goes, "Come on, man, it's just blokes playing a game." Mm. They're chasing a bit of leather around the footy, but then the other party is yelling at the umpire and you can't help it.
That makes a day at the footy, doesn't it?
Yeah, you've got to get involved.
Let off a bit of steam.
Got to get involved.
Can you imagine the dads who go along every week? I don't have kids. You have kids, Mick?
Yeah, I've got a daughter, yeah.
Okay, so imagine you're in the household all week and, you know, you work full time and you come home and you've got little rugrats running around. I mean, the footy's a bit of a release, isn't it?
Just it is.
Let it all out on a Saturday arvo.
Yep. Or a Friday night or a Thursday night or a Sunday twilight.
Used to be just Saturday afternoon. I used to love just Saturday afternoon and coming up on the scoreboard, A and B, C and D, E and F. You check the record,
right?
Who's winning.
Exciting times.
That's
yeah.
One game at a time. And let's take you back. Gee, this is one that's been played a hell of a lot, I reckon, for all listening supporters. Maybe their fondest moment. Let's have a listen.
In the middle. Now Michael Long. Look at this boy go. Away goes Michael Long. 50 metres out. Still going, 30 metres out. Oh, what play! It may have been touched on the line. No!
I think just to hear Sandy Roberts' voice as well, I mean, he has been there in big moments. You know, the Gary Ablett goal, MCG, what more can you say? And Michael Long, of course, the famous goal. That
was a big one.
Touched, not touched.
That was a big one. And that was, like, there's no better way to lock yourself in for a Norm Smith medal than a couple of bounces through the guts and then no one. It's it was outstanding. That was a heck of a day.
Where were you that day?
I was 18, living on the Gold Coast.
Right.
Playing for Palm Beach, Currumbin.
Palm Beach, Currumbin.
Playing for PBC.
One of my early family holidays, went to the Currumbin Century. The parrots on your head and all that.
Yeah. Drop into the Palm Beach, Currumbin Footy Club anytime, BP. You'll see my name up on the honour board, mate.
Is that right?
Two-time best and fairest in the Palm Beach, Currumbin Reserves.
Well, Scott, so better than getting that best clubman award.
Not best clubman.
Best team man.
My flatmate, the guy I was living with at the time, he was he's a Bomber supporter, and he just started at TAFE. So we, you know, had a few beers watching the game, and then we're like, well, we kick on, and they had a boat cruise. So he says, let's go on this boat cruise, and, you know, all right, no worries. So we get on the boat cruise, and sometimes, I don't know, all the cards just fall into place.
Yep.
Just me team's just won the grand final. We're up and about. We get on the boat cruise and there was an MC there. And he said, oh, you know, just before we take off, anything we should be aware of? Who's celebrating a birthday or something? I said, yeah, it's my birthday. It wasn't, but whatever, you know, yeah, it's my birthday. So then anyway, the whole boat sang happy birthday to me. Then he says, I want all the blokes in the room to buy this bloke a drink.
Yep.
And all the ladies have to give him a birthday kiss. So then I walked around for 3 hours getting drinks off random blokes and kisses off random girls. Get off the boat and some girl says, are you the birthday boy? And I went, yeah. And she goes, I want you to come home with me. Oh, greatest day ever, BP.
What a day. Two in one. So, hey, yeah. Just that week before, you know, the prelim in 93, the famous comeback.
Yes.
So I had an auntie who was getting married that day and no one could pay any attention. I mean, you just thought, why on earth are you getting married on prelim final day?
Who does that?
And there was the old transistors just in everyone's ear.
Righto, yeah.
So people are ducking at the back. You know, the vows are going on and the nuptials and all that sort of stuff. People, oh, they're up by a point.
Yep, here we go. Yeah, because we weren't even supposed to be there, you know. We should have lost the week before. Then we had the big comeback and then, you know, we weren't even supposed to have a good season that year. Yeah. It was a building year.
So when you're a fan, I mean, not everyone as a fan has been lucky enough to celebrate their team winning a grand final. I mean, how many days do you celebrate for? Is it just, you know, back on deck Monday, business as usual?
Yeah, I think I was living on the Gold Coast as well, so no one really cared. Like, apart from a small group, the blokes I played footy with, but it was just sort of, it was like a little thing on the back of the, it wasn't even back page on the paper. It was a couple of pages in, you know, there was rugby news people had to talk about.
A dot. Yeah. If you want to share any memories with Mick, if you're a Bombers fan, 94291116. You can send a text 0433 98 1116. You've seen a bit of success along the way, but you wouldn't be a footy fan if you didn't see a little bit of heartbreak and the days that you just think the world has ended. Let's take a listen back to this little moment here.
This is where they need a big mark. A huge pack of players. Waiting down in front was Rice. His kick is a puller. Straight to Wallace. The mean, bad man. Can he cover himself in glory? He's lost it. And Murphy takes it away. That could be the turnover that cost them.
And just an incredible comeback by the Carlton Football Club.
They are into the grand final. Carlton is into the grand final.
Look at CT at the back. Just pumping the fist.
The Carlton Blues man. The back. Oh, that was brutal.
Tough one to swallow, that one.
It was, you know, when you look at, like, Geelong winning 3 in 5 years and then the Lions won 3 in a row and Hawthorn now they're gunning for 4 straight. And that was just a wasted year, really.
The 99 prelim.
We played our worst game of the year. Carlton played their best game of the year. And, you know, you don't want to point the finger at one bloke, but if Dean Wallace had just banged it long into the forward line. Oh, dear. And my one of my mates, Bomber supporter, super keen. We paint our faces and go, when we were living in Queensland on the Gold Coast still, and we would paint our faces and go to Bombers games at the Gabba and stuff like that. And then, so we painted our faces red and black just to watch the game on the back deck of my mate's veranda. And his dad is a Carlton supporter.
Yep.
But a miner, and he got some mining disease, and he was a cripple in a wheelchair.
Right.
Carlton supporter, and he's old school hard miner. He's bagging us out for showing up with painted faces, and we're back and forth at each other all day. And then, then we lost, and then he's bagging us out, and then someone else's dad came with a Carlton doona and started throwing this Carlton doona all over me, and he was bagging, and then I just snapped, and I had a half a can of VB, and I just threw it straight at my mate's dad, crippled in a wheelchair, and just sconed him right in the middle of the forehead with a half a can of VB. Oh, geez, I feel bad about that to this day. Anyway.
Hey. These things happen.
Disappointment.
It's an emotional game.
Sometimes you lose it, BP.
We'll come back with more of Mick Nevin after the break. Micknevin.com.au. Check him out, of course. One of the great comedians in this town. In demand. A lot of writing as well. And we'll reflect on his continued memories of the Bombers next on Sunday Sports Central.
Live on Bowen, our comedy guest tonight, has toured all around Australia playing the finest comedy establishments to the dingiest footy clubs. He's done TV, radio, even entertained the troops serving overseas. You name it, he's done it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Mick Nevin!
All right. All right, great to be here. Thank you. I'm just doing a quick spot tonight, so just a quick show of hands before we get started. Who would like to be involved in a show of hands? Excellent, excellent. Got a few keen people. Great. How's this? I made myself a brand new front door the other day. I made it from a tree that fell in the woods when no one was around to hear it. I'm interested to find out, when somebody knocks on the front door, will it make a sound?
The voice of Mick Nevin is our special guest. Check him out, micknevin.com.au. Stand-up comedian, of course. Tell us a bit some of your gigs before we get back to some Eston memories, which we've got you in for. You've been sort of travelling around Australia, around the globe.
Yeah, had some pretty cool gigs this year, BP. I was over in Dubai earlier in the year doing some shows for the Army and the Air Force over there. That was a lot of fun. Did one where at the big American base, and I don't even know if I'm there. Somewhere over there.
Right.
And it was Americans and Australians together, and got told before I walk on stage that not allowed to swear.
Gee, that's almost part of the DNA, isn't it?
Not allowed to swear, but this is an armed forces gig. I'm like, what the are you talking about, mate? And he said, no, the general here, he's a hardcore Southern Baptist.
Right.
And he doesn't like cursing. And we had a comedian 12 months ago. He swore a couple of times. We haven't had a comedian since, mate. So, had to walk on. I think I dropped the S word a couple of times.
Right.
And got pulled aside. And that bloke over there is about to turn this whole thing off if you swear one more time for a couple of S words in front of military people.
So a bit of adjustments.
Yeah.
On the run.
When you sort of go, now I don't know what the goodness is wrong with that.
Fantastic.
You have to think of your words, you know.
Malaysia, been a gig there?
Yeah, over in Malaysia a couple of weeks ago, doing gigs in Kuala Lumpur, which was an interesting experience when you've got a whole room full of, probably 80% Malaysians and a few expats. It certainly, it makes you think about what it is you're trying to say.
Yeah, they appreciate your humour.
They love comedy over there. There's a lot of Malaysian, like up-and-coming Malaysian comedians. It's just outstanding. You see the differences, but at the end of the day, we're all the same. We're all married to people that we go through the same things. And
absolutely.
A lot of fun.
Check him out, micknevin.com.au. Hey, let's listen to some more Essendon memories. 2011. That's why we've got Mick in today, if you're just tuning in, just reflecting back on his time as a Bombers supporter. Been a bit of ecstasy. There's been some tragedy along the way. But 2011, round 15 versus Geelong, big game.
I picked this one, BP, because footy, you can't preconceive. Had some mates down for a footy weekend, and they come down, they go Friday night game, Saturday night game, twilight game, fly home. So they've dragged me out to the Essendon Geelong game. I didn't want to go because we'd lost five in a row. Geelong were undefeated. It was just, I was drinking to drown my sorrows before the game.
Yes.
And we get in there and we're up. And
I'm trying to think of this game as you're telling me.
Unexpectedly, like Geelong kicked out to a little lead in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then the Bombers came back and it was Bomber Thompson's first game against Geelong. First game back against Geelong.
Okay.
Heard and the Dream Team, back when they were the actual Dream Team.
Yes.
And but I still couldn't get excited because we were playing terribly up to then. We lost five in a row. We weren't playing good football. And we got up and then we're still up at halftime. We're up at the last quarter.
Mm.
But Stevie Johnson kicked three in the last quarter. That one where he's laying on his back and he kicked it.
Yep.
And I'm just like, we're going to lose. We're going to lose. I've got my mates there. They're just ragging. They're going to lose. They're going to lose. They're going to lose. And then, of course, they didn't. They held on.
Well, let's have a listen to the end.
And look, if you can get the shot of the Geelong back line, it's just Matty Scarlett. And then down the other end, it's just all, most of the players are in the defence for the Essendon Football Club.
So he says Stevie Johnson trying to organise it. They've just poured everyone back, as Lloydie said. Look at them all just streaming back, trying to get the numbers there. We need a clearance for Geelong. They need to get it inside 50. Somehow pull off a mark. Is there time?
Ryder got the tap. Ling has a fresh air. Suckered by Chapman. Marked by Monfries. It's over. The Bombers have dared to dream tonight. And the dream has turned into a wonderful reality. A win that will be remembered for many years at Windy Hill. A win that could redefine this football club. And the Cats' incredible winning streak in 2011 comes to an end.
Yeah, the Bombers turn the tide. And being at Etihad when there's, 50 plus thousand under the roof.
It's
a cracking venue. I mean, my favourite venue to call footy from here on SEN because, the proximity to the players. But Yeah, when you get a big win like that.
Yeah, it's just outstanding. And that's the thing, you can't ever predict a game. You never know what's going to happen. Geelong undefeated, 13 in a row.
Yeah.
And God, it was a good night at the
football. They are the best days, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I always mention the one where I followed Fitzroy and we beat West Coast. Final round at Princess Park. So it was top v bottom. David v Goliath.
Right.
And you get up and win and you just think, okay, I can take all the pain.
Yeah, that's
those sort of days.
That's something I can take away. Yeah, and of course, then things went sour the very next year, and hasn't been a much fun. Myself a baseball subscription.
Mate,
this year.
We're going to get you back up here because in different days, James Heard, unlike the last couple of years, he was the toast of the town, particularly on this night. This is one of the great moments.
There is long enough for either side to win.
Thanks.
1:31 apiece. Here comes Heard again. Can he be the hero? Or can Lloyd be the hero? He gets to the front, no mark. Eagles have numbers around the football. Jones on hands and knees. Lloyd taps it out. Judd at the bottom of the pack. It's a bounce.
James Heard got that ball out of the centre bounce. He's moving down towards this contest. If anybody's going to get it, it'll be James. McDougall heads for the boundary line. Maybe Murphy should have kicked. Bullen. Heard! The fairy tale's complete after a horror week. James Heard, you are a genius.
I don't think I've ever seen a player just control a quarter of football like this. I think he's had 15 disposals.
He has 15 disposals.
He's had 15 disposals, kicks a freakish goal, has won the important clearances. He's had 6 clearances in this final quarter.
And he's given an Essendon supporter a moment he will never forget. There must only be seconds left. Cleverly kicked to Cousins, to Morrison. Could the Eagles yet pull it out? Sampi couldn't quite mark it. Sampi's got it again. Fletcher, stolen though by the other Fletcher. And Essendon breathe. And they're home. Essendon are home in an amazing contest at the Telstra Dome. James Heard's week is complete.
Got goosebumps. I'm not even Essendon supporter, Mick.
You reckon you've got goosebumps, BP? I nearly fell off my chair. I was that excited reliving that. That was I had a mate down from Queensland again, a rugby, lifelong rugby supporter. Didn't know a thing about AFL. I said, well, I'll take you to this game, show you how it works. And he was just like watching Heard in that last quarter go, he's got it again.
Yeah.
He's got it again. And the hug, it was amazing.
That fan, I mean.
Yeah, what?
What a memory. You just replay that over and over.
I know. Sometimes I
bring your mates over. Before we watch that show, can I just flick on?
Yeah, sometimes I used to lay down in bed and just imagine that it was me getting the hug. That was,
It's got a visual there, Mick. Hey, 2000. Grand final day is pretty special. Let's just have a listen to the dying stages before I get you to reflect on that.
We are almost there. You could argue forever who is the best team of all time, but as Jason said earlier, this is the best season we've ever seen. Kevin Sheedy joins Dick Reynolds as the most successful club in over 100 years at this famous club, and they have won their 16th premiership. And is there a better story than James Heard? Well, maybe Barnsley and Wallace get close.
There it is, the 2000 grand final. It was a dream season, wasn't it, for the Bombers? Look, they were the red hot favourites.
I've got to say thanks for getting me in, BP, because after the last 3 years, not a lot to smile about, and this actually, give us 5 Essendon memories, and I thought back to this, and that was just a dream year.
Yeah.
Just such a strong side, and just, as a supporter, you can't beat a year like that. It just the ball would go into the other team's forward line, and you just knew there'd be Wanganeen, Hardwick,
yep,
running the ball up through the wing to Basidi, Carousella, Solomon, yep, those sort of, and then bang into the forward line, just lacing Lloyd or lacing Hurd. Just, you know, it was an unbelievable.
So I only lost the one, was it the one game away to the Bulldogs.
Yep, that was the start of the flood.
It was too.
The start of the flood.
But Eddie had that night, yeah.
And yeah, and then the grand final. And actually, still living on the Gold Coast, I was back then.
Yep.
In December, I went out on a Tuesday night, rang around a few of my mates, who wants to go out? It's Tuesday night. And they're like, no one did. So I lone wolfed it, just went out by myself, walked into Shooters Nightclub.
Shooters.
And the whole Essendon Premiership side was in there. They had a training camp, a pre-season training camp on the Gold Coast, and they had, it was their night off. So they were all out in Shooters, and I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I went up and introduced myself to Barnsley, and you know, Barnsley's just a champion bloke. He's introduced me around to the whole rest of the team.
So you just tacked on just the rest of the night?
Just tacked on, just having a chat with the boys. And they
where to go after that? Well, probably can't go.
Well, they had a curfew. They had a curfew. Yeah. But before the curfew, and this is once again, you know, just one of those things. Everything falls into place. Some young lady came up to me and she said, oh, how long have you been playing for Essendon for?
Well, let me tell you about my seven best and fairest.
And, yeah, no, I was actually honest. I said, no, I'm just a fan. And they took off. She hung around and it was quite the night.
The rest is history.
Quite the night.
Thanks, Mick. Good to spend some time with you.
Outstanding, BP. Thank you.
Check him out, mcnevin.com.au.